This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan writer and poet Keith Taylor is the artist in residence on the remote island park of Isle Royal. He returns to the island after 25 years away. He spoke with Stateside's Laura Weber Davis.
Keith Taylor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You know, as somebody who's never been to Isle Royal, no matter how long I've been living in this state, I guess it's surprising to some degree, but maybe not surprising at all. Please set the stage for me about what life looks like for you in your environs.
Well, Isle Royal's famously the least visited of the national parks in the lower 48, although it is the national park that has the most return visitors, the highest percentage of return visitors. It's very wild. There are 240 square miles. Its designation is wilderness. It is a unique landscape. Those of us who live in southern Michigan, we probably don't expect this. A lot of exposed rock, a lot of water. Of course, it's surrounded by Lake Superior, and a real interesting, albeit limited, population of beasts, most famous for its wolves and its moose. There's been an ongoing study for 70 years here of the relationship between the wolves and the moose. It's been beautiful here this week. I don't know how it's been in the rest of the state, but the skies are blue. Temperature for many people up here, it's too warm, around 80, and the nights have been calm, so quiet. They give me, for this artist in residence program, they give me a cabin way out on the isolated end of a point, one of the northeastern points of the island. And it is so quiet, Laura, you wouldn't believe it. It's just amazing. I sleep better here than I do anywhere else on the planet.
You know, that's interesting. Sometimes when I get out to the farther reaches and farther away from city lights, I feel like I can see from folk legend that upside-down bowl with the pinholes poked in it and all the light, the stars that shine down on me and how bright they are. Is that your experience? I imagine you just feel bathed in starlight at the end of the night.
It is, although since the time I've been here, the moon has been very bright, other than certain parts of the night. So my wife and daughter were out soaking in that starlight. But yes, everything is very clear, and there's nothing off in the distance there except northern Ontario, where there are not a lot of people.
So I think you've struck at much of the heart of my next question, but what is it about Isle Royal that makes it the most revisited park in the nation?
Yeah, it's a tough question, and I've thought about this a lot. I am a returning artist in residence, and there haven't been very many of us yet. And, you know, I was desperate to get back here. I was so happy when they asked me to come. First of all, if you're comfortable in something that's designated as wilderness, so it is very wild, if you're comfortable without electricity, if you're comfortable without the usual contacts, if you're comfortable cleaning your own water and living that way, that itself is unique, and there's no way around it. But there's something about this landscape. It's an uplift landscape. These rocks lift at an angle out of Lake Superior, and the bays go in between the uplift rocks. It's a unique landscape. Nothing feels quite like it. And I don't like to go overboard or feel new agey about sacred landscapes, but there's something about Isle Royal that feels like a sacred landscape.
As an artist, how is it inspiring to you? What has it done to your work?
Well, I work consistently while I'm here. I mean, I'm not quite sure why. I mean, that might be because I've agreed to this artist-in-residence program, so I feel the need to get something done to justify my existence. But I've had other kinds of appointments where I don't work as hard as I do here or as consistently as I work here. But I'm not quite sure what it is. I get up and I start writing at 6 o'clock in the morning and in my journal, and then I'll stop and try to turn something into a poem, and then I'll eat lunch, and then I'll do some more work, and then I'll go canoeing, and I'll work while I'm in the canoe. It's an amazing sort of level of intensity, and I know I'm not the only artist in residence who has worked that way here. Just about everybody I've talked to has worked consistently, no matter what medium they work in.
As a writer without internet or electricity, how are you writing? Are you using a typewriter or by hand? How are you doing it?
I'm writing by hand, yes. Long hand with a ballpoint pen and occasionally a pencil. Feels great.
Does it take some time for you to work up muscles in your hand? I feel like when I get handwriting sometimes, I just am reminded of how modern I am, how tired my hand gets.
Yeah, it's easier than typing. I mean, maybe it's because I'm old, Laura. I'm just sort of those muscles are the only muscles in my body that are of in shape. Believe me, I've doing the hikes and doing the canoeing, I have felt those muscles, and they are not in shape.
Well, you wrote on Facebook before you left that your body isn't as supple and your mind isn't as supple as you when you were there 28 years ago. Well, I would already beg to argue to that second point.
Thank you.
But to the latter, I mean, I don't think there are many of us, despite our ages, that would be willing to take on this challenge. So I would say it's pretty admirable. Are you feeling the effects now, 28 years later? Does it feel different as an outdoorsman?
It does. And let me tell you a little story.
Sure.
There's a canoe here that they first had. Well, I was there here the first year, 1991. Wonderful canoe. It's a very well-done canoe. But it's light. And I'm a man of a certain size, and I'm significantly larger now than I was 28 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I sit in the stern of that canoe, the front comes up, and it catches the wind. I had some trouble with that canoe, and even wrote a poem about that 28 years ago. They still have the very same canoe. And it's like this canoe knew I'd written a bad poem about it, you know. And it got its revenge. And it caught the wind, and I went over, and I had a very cold swim in Lake Superior. Luckily, I had a life vest on. It was in an isolated spot, but there was a guy in a kayak who could get my canoe. Otherwise, I would have had a long, cold day. So, and it was partly because not only was I heavier and the canoe higher, but I wasn't as strong. I couldn't hold that canoe the way I could when I was younger than 40. So things change, and I have to adjust because I still expect that I can do these physical things. I try not to be too macho about them, but I have this expectations of my body, and my body did not meet that expectation. Luckily, I survived.
So the canoe was not a good friend to revisit.
No, but you know, what is that old thing? It's a shoddy craftsman who criticizes his tools. So I think that that's, it's not the canoe. And luckily I survived.
Keith, for the rest of us who maybe feel intimidated by the idea of spending so much time alone or in nature, left to our own devices, what do you think is lost when we don't spend much time outdoors or when we aren't part of the natural world?
Yeah, Laura, that's a tough question. And I would like to do what I can to convince people not to be intimidated by it. And things are lost by people who don't do this. There's a certain confidence, self-confidence in face of the natural world. There's an appreciation of the natural world. Believe me, when I see a moose walking across the path in front of me, I feel it. I feel it viscerally. I feel it in my gut. You know, this is not a moose on television. This is the real thing. And that's an intensity that we don't get otherwise. I think it's worth a lot. If we could give this to some of the kids on my street in Ann Arbor, I would in a minute. But too many people are afraid of it, and they don't have to be. Just a little bit of common sense can get you here and give you an experience you would not get elsewhere, certainly not get elsewhere in the state of Michigan.
Keith Taylor, I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay amongst the beautifully indifferent cedar.
I will, and they are beautiful.
Well, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Great, and thank you very much.